quick outro really quick and just let you know what's going on with the podcast. As you know, there's no video with this. It's coming, I swear. I had some frame rate issues with this episode, and again, it just wasn't perfect. It wasn't the quality I wanted. So I am working to get that out to you guys as soon as I can, but it's not there yet. So just stay with me. Make sure you go follow the podcast at lnd.podcast on Instagram. So you're going to get all the memos, anything that's coming out. Keep up with us. There is a lot coming, especially with these two on this episode. We are talking about starting a podcast ourselves. So stay tuned for that. Pay attention to the Instagram, and I'll probably talk about it on this podcast again soon at some point if that ever starts. I love you guys. Stay safe and go tell someone you love them. I'll see you guys next episode. Please make sure you answer those polls at the bottom of this episode if you are listening on Spotify. Those help me drastically. Dramatically, whatever the word is. They help me a ton. They definitely help with the next episode too. So let me know what you guys think. Answer those polls for me. I will see you guys next time.
These people on Magic the Gathering, the card game, the highest paid player makes $300,000 a year.
Oh, then 120, 120. Dude, that guy needed no education. He just needed to know how to floop the pig. He's making $300,000 a year.
Dude, if you don't understand that reference, then you're a fucking degenerate. No, that was beautiful. That was so. That was genuinely.
That, like. Imagine, like, going to school for, like...
I flipped like, the pig.
Ah! You're in time.
We're good.
Zach.
Welcome to the pod.
Call me Zach.
Because... And we got Hanky, too.
Mm-hmm. We're all showing out today.
Fucking, we got video again. No one is here. It is just... I had to get two different people to fill it. It was supposed to be Zach and Hanky. It was just supposed to be a normal episode. And then Zach had work. I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll get EB in. I like checked out a time with Hanky, so we set that time. And then all of a sudden, last second, some plans got dropped into him, onto him, so he couldn't come. So I like pulled Elijah. So Elijah's here too. Give him a hey.
Shit
show. I'm drinking literal piss, is what it looks like. I'll fucking zoom in on that.
Can you demonetize for showing alcohol?
No, I'm 21.
But, like, I still think it's, like, a thing, you know? Don't demonetize.
I don't think if it's branded, you can.
Oh, true.
Well, technically, I could be lying. It could be really... It's piss. It's piss. Let's call it as it is. It's piss.
That's what I was getting at.
I'm getting hydrated. I'm on my Joe Rogan run. EV.
Yeah.
How you living, baby?
I'm fucking amped right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you amped about? Just life?
Life.
Dude, I'm happy as hell it's summer.
LeBron getting bounced out of the playoffs.
Oh, fuck. So fun. No. Amen. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're a Nuggets fan.
I'm not a Nuggets fan. I just don't want to see the Lakers go.
Why?
Because they bounced my dude Westbrook, dude.
Facts.
And look what happened.
Okay, yeah. We played the Suns. You guys played... Oh, Dylan Brooks.
Didn't the Suns get knocked out first round? I thought...
No, the Suns played the Clippers first round.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Suns got bounced by the Nuggets. Dude, having a good center goes a long way, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Jokic is a beast. I don't want to talk basketball. I don't know enough to argue with you. I'm also borderline just dumb. But, yeah, we got a fun video. Or we got a fun episode here. The last episode went up with video. I didn't even mean to. Baker just did that. Because I thought it was supposed to extract the audio from it, and it didn't, so it just went up like that. And I was like, well, I guess I have video on Anchor, but I'm not putting it... I'm waiting on YouTube because I want it to be, like, perfect.
Yeah.
So, this is the guy I go to with all of my problems, and then he doesn't answer his phone, and I am just Googling it. So, that's why nothing ever actually gets fixed here. That's why we still don't have fucking lighting. This wall was supposed to be done today. Couldn't get the paint yesterday.
What color are you doing it?
Kind of like a gray like this. But then I'm gonna have a green screen in front of it. Mm-hmm. I think it'll look good.
Yeah.
So
I'd use Premiere. Premiere is easy.
That is the one thing. I lost it on you because I texted. I was like, hey, should I use Premiere?
Yeah. Well, I'm at work, and then
yes or no question. I waited 2 hours for you to answer just to realize that like you texted in the group chat. I just went off. I was like, you stupid motherfucker.
Well, dude, because I saw the group chat being blown up, so I checked that first, and then I saw Jim Brown die, rest in peace, and...
Check Snap first?
Yeah, all the time. I don't know why, it's such a bad habit, but, like, I just, like, two people ever text me, so it's like,
See, I'm the opposite. I don't, like, if you text me on Snap, I'm not going to answer it. I just don't. I mean, I will, but, like, it's not a priority.
I just blow people's phones up. They don't answer.
I just don't answer phone calls. It's a problem. It's kind of becoming a problem.
Dude, I hate like, being the guy where it's like, oh, I answer every phone call. And I do try to. But, God damn it, I hate just those times of the day where I just don't want to be talked to.
Yeah.
But that's when everyone wants to call me. Like, everyone
that's
wants
me just way more often. That's me all the time.
Oh,
that's
so
the problem is, okay, I don't want to shit talk one of our friends, but the problem is, and we know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about?
Keep going. I might know.
I'll spell it. Am I blocking my hand at all?
No, I was looking to see Jeff.
Jeff will call you to just be like, hey, do you want to get on Xbox? Or, hey, do you want to go to the driving range?
Yeah.
But it will be a 20-minute conversation at least.
Yeah.
And it drives me, love Jeff, sometimes I don't want to talk on the phone for 20 minutes. It drives me insane. You're also a problem with that, where I'll be like, all right, man, I got to go. And you'll be like, yeah, but did you hear about this? And I'm like, oh, my fucking God. It makes me so mad.
Dude, I'm like the walking news, bro. I just got, like, stories to go on for hours, like, because there's just so much stuff that happens in, like, short periods of time.
I do get a lot of my news from you, because I don't pay attention to anything.
Oh, no, dude, like, I honestly think I could sit on the phone with people for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And just talk about the most random shit, but, like, it just carries the conversation.
Oh, no, 100%. It depends. The thing is, it depends on who's calling me.
Yeah.
Like, Julian doesn't call me often, but I'll answer because he has some just insane stuff to tell me.
He just calls me for trades, and I'm just like, dude, I'm like, talk to me tomorrow.
Dude, I'm Zach's manager, basically, for all these trades. Everyone calls me, hey, I sent Zach a trade. Hey, make sure you go look at the trade I sent Zach and talk to him. It's exactly, because he doesn't answer his phone, ever. Dude, we're going to a wedding this weekend, and...
Whose wedding?
I could say it. Joey's mom.
Oh.
She's getting remarried. Yeah. Oh. I like the guy. He's cool. I'm not going to speak on how anyone else feels, because I don't fully know.
Yeah.
I like him. He's pretty cool. It's also, doesn't matter. Who cares what I think? I could hate him, and it doesn't matter.
So you just go in there for the wedding, then bouncing, or what?
I don't fully know, but I do know we want to drink. So we're trying to figure that out. So I was like, okay, we could take my car and I'll drive there. But if you think I'm driving home.
Right.
Because on this podcast, we do not, I can never remember. We don't, not sponsor. I do say I'm a lot. What is it called? And not endorse, like allow. We don't.
Prohibit.
Promote. Yeah, promote. We don't promote drinking and driving.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Not here. With these guns.
Yeah, so how'd that go with the flats then? Because you said that you weren't.
Oh, no.
Next thing you guys are calling me, EB!
Truck off my ass.
EB, you sober?
It's like, you were. You were just at home, just drunk.
It's like,
I was like, what are you doing?
Dude, they expect me to be sober on a weekend night, unless it's Sunday. So rare.
I was so confused. What were you doing?
Playing video games.
Oh, with Paul?
Oh,
that's
God.
Right. Yeah, you were drinking with Paul.
Dude.
It's fun. I will say, I did it with you guys once.
Night was hell. That night was so bad.
We took a shot with your dad on FaceTime. Can they see my feet, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not on that night.
I got the fucking dogs out right now because I didn't feel like putting on socks. Don't screenshot that. You have to pay.
It's $200 plus,
damn.
Plus inconvenience if you do screenshot.
Plus inconvenience? I'm going to be suing.
Dude, I was playing with Paul, and I was going chill, and, you know, I ran out of drinks, and I didn't want to, like, wake anyone up by hearing me go outside again, thinking, oh my God, more? And so I made myself a concoction. My God! That, I don't remember getting in bed, I don't remember, like, how I fell asleep. Like, all I can remember is what Paul told me, and Paul was hammered too, and Paul's like, yeah, we were like, because we were playing golf with friends, so much fun, and he's like, yeah, we were on the 15th hole, and I just stopped hearing from you.
You just got up and left?
Dude, my PlayStation was still on. I generally do not know how the hell I got into bed At all.
So you just set your headset. No, but the one day you were drinking and playing, and you just fell asleep in your chair.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I don't understand how I do it. Like, I think, honestly, like, I know they say, like, when you're old, like, you're a guy when you're old, you can fall asleep wherever. Dude, I'm in my prime, not even my prime, and I can do that with ease. Mm-hmm. Like, I can... It's so bad how I can fall asleep everywhere. It's just a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could fall... Like, even in class, like, those, like, chairs at computers...
When I drink, though... When I drink, though, it makes a big difference.
Well, what's... Okay, but it's harder.
You're a dad. You are such a dad for
I am a dad.
You really are.
But...
It's kind of funny.
It's to the point where it's, like... It's so weird. And, like, I've noticed this, too. Like, when you're at a party... And you're drinking at a party versus, like, you're just chilling at home. The amount you can drink, like, at a party is so much higher.
Probably because you're moving, you got adrenaline, you're having fun.
When I'm at home, I'll have a couple, and I'm like, oh, my
Excuse me.
God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know,
Dude, yesterday I was, I don't know if this is illegal. I was mowing my lawn, and I was drinking. Is that illegal? Because that's operating a vehicle. I may need to cut that.
You're on your property.
I don't think
it probably doesn't go fast enough to like.
You Google it?
Well, actually, no, because you can get in trouble if like you're riding those scooters around.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
you can get pulled over for riding a bicycle drunk.
But I think as long as like you're on your property, yeah. I think you're fine. Because then like, what are you gonna do? You're on your own property. It's not like you're like in like public area.
Because it's also a riding mower, so I'm.
Nah, you're fine.
Okay. Well, I was drinking. I drank like 3 beers just doing that. And like, I wasn't drunk, but I was like, I am not going to the gym right now. Like, I'm not getting in my car. There's no way. And then I didn't go at all.
You can be charged with a DUI for driving a lawnmower under the influence in Ohio.
I made that story up.
Hypothetical situation.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
All these are hypothetical.
These are all. Yeah. Everything on this podcast is hypothetical. His name isn't even EB.
No.
Nobody even
It's does. Marquise.
No one leaves their room. We all just think about stories we can talk about.
Just think of the most random things that'll entertain
We're actually
people.
Robots.
Yeah. Just not even real people.
No, dude, when we were in the flats, so when we went, because we're going to talk about when we all went for that. But one friend's birthday party. But when I went with Julian and them, I was supposed to be the DD. And then my friend's boyfriend was like, he insisted on driving, basically.
Yeah.
So he drove and I like wasn't going to go because I was like, okay, well, I'm not like spending money.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of dumb to go. They ended up convincing me to go. I took a nap with Mudjack from the couch. It was adorable. I like laid on my back and he slept on my, oh man, it was the cutest thing ever. And I woke up, I was like, all right, I guess I'm going. All right, I'm convinced.
That post-nap. Just you know
the
what?
Post nap clarity.
Yeah. Different. So different.
Different. But yeah, so he drove and I left. So I left with those. There was 3 of us. Two of my friends and then one of my friend's boyfriend. Mm. I'm not gonna say names. And I went there with them, and at the end of the night they went to the casino. So I went with Julian and his friends. And we ended the night like that. Dude, there's this place. I don't know if I should say it because it's endorsing. But, well, they're not going to ever sponsor me.
No.
So this.
You can talk about places.
I went to this place in the flats called Forward. It's like FWD. Dude, it's like a club. It's like literally like a.
It's
like
in the flats?
Full-blown DJ. It's right next to the farmhouse. Super fun.
Oh.
Super fun. Oh. I have some stories I got to tell you about after because I do not want them on the podcast.
Yeah.
But. Super fun. I mean, it's a blast. There's a DJ and everything, and we were there. And at the end of the night, we're like trying to find a ride home. And our one friend, this girl that he was with that night, that I guess they knew, was like, "Wait, who's driving you guys? Who's driving you guys?" And I had my keys. By the way, I got hammered, and I paid for one drink. We get there. My one friend buys the first one, buys me one because he's like, "Okay, well, I'll buy you one." So I get a Corona Extra.
Yeah.
My next friend or her boyfriend is like, "All right, I'll get around." He buys me a drink. I get another Corona Extra. And then our other friend, she was like, "Oh, I don't want to wait in line to get to the bar. I'm going to go to the bathroom. If you wait in the line to get to the bar, or you can get there before I'm back," or whatever she said. She's like, "I will buy," she's like, "buy me so-and-so," or whatever the hell she wanted. And she's like, "You can get yourself a drink." So I was like,
seriously,
deal. Oh, I bullied my way to that up to there. I swear to God.
Well, that's like kind of like what I did. in high school, when we senior year, we did the paint a parking spot. Mm-hmm. Everyone just bought like tons of paint, and like paint's expensive. And I think I spent a total of $12 on mine. I used everyone's spare paint. So like my idea, like I thought about my like when I got there and like I looked at it and I thought about my idea on how much paint I was gonna need. Yeah. I was like, oh my god, like that's easily like a $200 parking lot.
I didn't even go to Brunswick for the, and I wouldn't have done it.
Regardless. I spent $12. I used everyone's extra paint. I changed my idea.
What did you spend your money on?
Orange paint, because no one had orange. Oh, okay. I need orange.
What about the, did you already have the paint supplies?
No, I just used everyone else's.
Oh my god.
Dude, financially, I did the best for
You're
what
crazy.
I did.
You're crazy. No, this guy is on top of it.
Well, because, I want to do like a Marvel thing, so like each box is going to make a different logo of a Marvel character. And I'm like, holy shit, that's like 15 different colors.
Yeah.
I don't got that kind of money. Mm-hmm. So I went with the popular trend that summer of the birds work for the bourgeoisie. So I painted a seagull with an FBI badge and sunglasses.
That's amazing. I wish I had a punch.
And everyone's like, oh,
you gotta send me that.
Everyone's like, oh, Nemo. I'm like, you uncultured swine. And you're like, get away. Yeah. I was like, get out of here. Everyone's like, why? And
I'm how
like,
is that Nemo?
Oh, because there's the seagulls in Nemo. They're like, mine. Mine.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
I mean, yeah, I guess those seagulls worked for the FBI too, I guess.
That's a wild jump. Did you know I almost died watching Nemo as a toddler? Did I tell you about this?
No.
Dude, when I was a toddler, like, I mean, like a baby. How old do you think I was? You weren't even alive yet.
No, I think I would have been. Because if not, you'd have been like 1.5.
I think I was that young. I swear I was
baby.
Survive
a seizure. No,
well, basically, I was. We were watching Nemo. I was super sick, and I had a seizure because I choked on a nugget, on a chicken nugget. I started having a seizure while watching Nemo. I almost died. We had to call 911. No one's home. It was just my brothers. So they ran and got my neighbor, and then the ambulance came and got me. Yeah, I almost died watching Nemo. So every time I watched it, I get like a little sketched out.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. It's just always a joke whenever it's on. Well, for a while, whenever it was on, it's like Aaron, don't seize up. Like, shut up.
I mean, you're still scared of the gremlins.
No, I'm not. I told you that one time, and you have ran with it. You didn't just run. You picked it up, got into like a hyper car, and just took off with it. I said, when I was a toddler, I said, not even a toddler, like when I was young, all right? I'm probably like 5, 6 years old, maybe a little older. I watched the Gremlins for the first time. Mind you, I didn't watch horror movies growing up.
It's not even a horror movie.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, I didn't... Like, there are people... I have friends who they watched horror movies when they were, like, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you? That's insane.
I did.
Yeah? How did that work out for you?
Terrible.
There it is.
But it wasn't by my choice, dude. My grandma... Like, my grandmother loves that stuff. And I'm over 3 days a week. So, every day, Chiller or Sci-Fi was on... And I'm sitting there watching, like, these crazy movies. I'm like, as a kid. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, so scared. And I think the one that always sits with me is the one time she put on Chiller. And it was, I didn't know what time, it was Scream. And it was the opening scene of Scream where he comes busting out of the house and gets her from behind. I was so terrified of that, like, costume. So every time it was a Halloween, I was, like, freaking out as a kid because I'd seen it. I'm like, oh my god.
Dude, I was allowed to go trick-or-treating until I was like, I mean, 18? Like, maybe not 18, but like much older. I was not allowed because it was the devil.
Halloween?
I swear to god. I don't want to shit talk my mom.
Dude, I want to talk to your mom, dude. I want to...
Dude, the difference between my mom now compared to when like my brothers were kids, like my mom was the type... For a little bit, my mom was the type where like Pokemon cards were the devil. Like, you know how that was a thing?
Oh, I have so many. I still have online.
Really?
Expensive? I have... Maybe, but condition-wise, probably not. Oh, it's great, but like...
Did you actually play with them? Like, would you have battles?
No, I still don't understand the card game. Like, I learned Yu-Gi-Oh! Before I learned that. And, like, that's all of it's so confusing.
When you say it like that, I don't think I played it right. Because I played
played it right. If it's the way we thought about it, everyone just sat like, their cards out and they're like, oh, okay, this move. Now you're down to 20 HP.
Mm-hmm.
And then your card's gone. But, like, there's, like, all the trainer cards you can use.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Energy card. Like, you have to stack those energy cards to even use those moves. And then they just make so many different things now to where it's like, it's,
would
I
you,
don't even want to try to
Would fall. You rather watch, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Would you rather watch
the WNBA finals or the Pokemon card finals, whatever it's called. You have to watch the entire thing. Let's say they're both 2 hours long.
2 hours.
You have to watch the whole thing. Which one would you rather watch?
Pokemon, easily. At least I know I'm watching the best of the best, you know?
Yeah, these guys threw their lives away.
It's true. Dude, they're not being, that's a good point. They're not being paid for this.
To throw down like a Charizard EX. That's like a 1 of 10.
How much do you think, can you Google that? You don't have to do it on the Mac. You can just pull it up on your phone. How much does an average, like, Pokemon card pro? What does that even cost?
What's the highest paid tournament?
Hit the light really quick.
Oh, there's no way their tournaments are that expensive.
Dude, Pokemon.
Pokemon cards are huge.
It's
huge. It's a huge market.
But I feel... Okay, but kids don't even understand it. Then you got, like, those, like, 35-year-olds that are walking in. They're, like, buying, like... 10 box sets that are like $50. It's like I grew up hating people like you, and I understand it with sports cards because we did that one day and went and got all these sports
cards. It's different because it's sports cards, because you don't do Pokemon.
There's money to make. We never even opened.
There's money to make on Pokemon cards.
Certain cards.
The one Logan Paul has is worth like thousands.
No, like hundreds of
thousands. Oh, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, but his is also like one of the first cards to ever come out.
But there's money. I think there's genuinely, there's probably more money in Pokemon cards than basketball cards or sports cards. Mm-hmm. You don't think?
Think about it. There could be a Pokemon card. Certain sports cards, think about it. What they do differently with that and then Pokemon cards is with the Pokemon cards, there's still going to be, like, a good handful of that card.
Oh, yeah.
But there can only be one of ones in sports. So if you get...
Charizard signs a card? Like, that's got to be worth millions.
No. You're about... Signing is even worse. The only thing where signing is relevant is sports. Because think about it, if you had, like, a one of one, like, some type of rare rookie card signed by Tom Brady... he just finished.
Tom Brady right now, it's still worth a lot.
It's worth a lot, but like in years to come, the value will skyrocket.
Excuse me.
And plus, I mean, you could buy packs for sports now. You don't have to open them. You just sell the pack, and your pack's still worth a lot.
People will buy packs.
So you can buy a pack for $15 and maybe sell it for like $50 or even up. And not even get $15 worth of players in there. That's just how it is. But Pokemon cards, though, those packs are expensive. Like, the old packs are worth so much money.
Yeah.
Stupid how much money that they're worth now.
All right, hold on. With these tournaments, for the Pokemon TCG World Championship.
We know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We did our research.
Yeah, we prior education. Guess the amount of money for first place.
$15,000.
Oh, $100,000.
$25,000.
Oh my god.
$25,000. Well, I mean, I guess. $15,000 for second. $7,500 for third and fourth. $5,000 for fifth through eighth. $2,500 ninth through 16th. But I'm assuming this isn't the biggest championship, because if you win this, you get like an automatic into like the Pokemon World Championships. So I don't know. Oh, hold on. This one. 5 players per team. First place gets $100,000. Second place, $75,000. But you're getting chopped up in 5 people. So.
$100,000 divided by 5? Come on.
That's still a fucked ton of money. Yeah, still a big money.
I don't
even know if like that's even the biggest card game where the money's at right now. Because you got to think like...
Yeah, you think... What do you think is the biggest? Like Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yu-Gi-Oh or probably Magic. Blades?
Yeah, I was going to say,
Magic the Gathering's probably huge.
Oh, yeah,
but Magic. I can also see Yu-Gi-Oh! Being really huge, because a lot of people liked that.
Did you ever play Beyblades?
Yeah, I still have mine.
Did you really?
I have 7 of them.
Dude, I wish Beyblades weren't... And I'm not talking smack to people who played them in, like, elementary school, because I was an asshole. Like, I'm just going to call it out as it is. I would make fun of people in elementary school for playing with them, and then I would come home and go to my friend's house and we would play with them. I'm not kidding.
Dude, like
such a great... They were so fun. Build them. Like, I wish... Dude, I would play with them now.
Yeah.
I would play with them. Fuck Legos. I want Beyblades to become a thing.
Yeah,
that's a hot take. I'm sorry.
I actually played Beyblades with Will last summer. We were making
Will, who was supposed to have a fantasy punishment,
yeah,
and then disappeared off the face. I have not seen this guy since.
No, but we were making bets. So we start pulling on these things to let them go. Because I still have those. I have all my Pokemon cards. I have my Bakugan that I had.
Bakugan were fun.
And those were tight. I still have those. Never played with it. I just liked having them.
Oh, I played with them. I never had them, but like my friend.
I never played with them the right way. I had everything for them, just never played with them the right way.
You seem to do that a lot.
Dude, I have so much collectible stuff. It's so stupid.
Dude, your fucking shirt is sick. Yeah. I want that. Where'd you get it?
Myers.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it an extra large.
Really quick. These people on Magic the Gathering, the card game, the highest paid player makes $300,000 a year.
Dude, that guy literally needed no education. He just didn't know how to floop the pig. He's making $300,000 a year.
Dude, if you don't understand that reference, then you're a fucking degenerate.
No, that was beautiful. That was so. That was genuinely.
That, like, imagine like going to school for like
I flipped like, the pig.
Your entire start of your life, and this motherfucker just knows how to flip a fucking card and gets a three. Oh my god, dude!
God. What do you call a bear?
Text to his name, Ball. That's what that guy just did to him. Finding out that he made that much money. That's so stupid.
For those of you who don't understand really quick, we're referencing Adventure Time. Floop the Pig is from an episode where they're playing a card game and Finn uses this card, Floop the Pig, and it keeps fucking up Jake. I flipped the pig. Oh! Dude, me and Zach want to get matching tattoos of the episode where the spider pig bites Jake and he's like...
Dude, that is when the Gracie, he's like,
dude, I have tears
because it landed. I was like,
if you haven't, I mean, I will put the episode in the caption. I will put which episode it is. If you have not seen this episode, I'm so serious. It is the funniest thing I have ever seen. It, like, genuine, like, tears running down my face, so crying. Funny. It is so funny. It's the episode where Jake and Finn sneak into Marceline's house. Marceline's a vampire. Oh no, it's amazing. It's so funny.
The spider on
their the spider. Yeah, the spider bites Jake and he's like, like, can't make noise.
Dude, there's so many.
And then they're like, he's like, dude, hide. And Jake turns into Finn. He's like, dude, you turned into me. Dude, he's like, I thought it was.
I don't know what it is about cartoon shows for younger audiences. But the funniest stuff's in there.
No, they're hilarious. No, Adventure Time genuinely is one of my favorite shows I've ever seen. It is so good.
I just like, because like in the beginning, like it was just for fun. And then like they developed the lore
of it is insane. The backstory of Adventure Time is actually crazy. Like hour-long videos just explaining like all of the backstory. Like Gunther is like a demonic being, like eats worlds, like kills, like he, like literally the guy who owns hell, like says, like, I've seen a lot of creatures in my day, but you were the evilest thing I've ever seen. Like, and it's Gunther. If you know the show but don't know the backstory, Gunther's just a fucking penguin who hangs out with Ice King, who also is hilarious.
Dude, I'll
get out of here, Bubba Butt.
I'll never go to the scene where he's like, it's like Ice King, you're grounded for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's
insane. Why? Like, I didn't do anything. 3 weeks. It's like, oh, come on. It's like, super grown. It's like, four weeks, dude.
And he's walking away, and Jake's like, he's like, what's with the peace signs? He's like, oh, I was just saying how many weeks you had. He's like, whoa. And then Jake's like, or Finn's like, get out of here, Bubble Butt. And he runs away, and his cheeks are smacking.
Dude, I can't with the scene where like Ice King was inside that horse the whole episode, just standing outside their house. And like, I don't
know. That episode freaked me out.
Dude, the one with the deer freaked me out.
Yeah, no, that episode was weird. He breaks Finn's legs in two places.
Yeah.
Dude, that show is weird.
That show gets so, it's just like regular show too, though, because regular show was,
yeah, regular show. I want to watch regular show too. Oh, I haven't seen it. Oh
my god, dude. That the one scene will always make me laugh. Like, they're trying to beat this game. And they get to the final boss, but their TV breaks. So they go and get like the crummiest TV where it's just in black and white. And the final boss is like the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, like, like the wires in the TV becomes like an exoskeleton to this thing. So he's like in he's like, dude, it's the hammer, take my picture, and he gets hit and it's like,
oh yeah, yeah. What's his name? Muscle Man. Yeah, Muscle Man. He put it in his stomach and he goes, ooh, and then his tits smack him in the face and he goes back.
Yeah. That's insane.
Oh my god, those shows are so good. And then they come out with the bullshit they've come out with now. Yeah. It's like not even the same.
No, like, I honestly agree. I honestly tell people all the time, like the stuff we had growing up was just such a different level.
We're becoming boomers. We're becoming our parents. Because our parents probably said the same thing.
But here's the thing. Their arguments are stupid because you look at their cartoons, like genuinely look at their cartoons. They're not funny. They're not really that funny. I mean, you can consider Tom and Jerry
funny. What kids think that of ours? Tom and Jerry's pretty funny. I liked Roadrunner too. Yeah. They have some classics. No, they definitely do.
They have the classics.
But the ones now suck.
The ones are
like
horrible.
we can appreciate the old ones.
Well, because the old
and love the ones now, but the ones now are
because even when you go through the old ones, like they still gave us like deep material.
You like the light?
Like deep material that was super complex. And then now, like they just dumb it down.
Yeah.
So
I don't
hard.
I don't like when they push political agendas. And like regardless of which direction they may push, yeah. I cannot stand that shit.
The biggest thing I hate is when they reboot a great cartoon that just doesn't need to be touched ever.
Agreed. And they just the Scooby-Doo one fucking sucked. I didn't watch it, but I heard it was horrible.
The new one?
Yeah.
Well, because they tried to change too much. Like, I honestly think...
Yeah,
like,
why are you changing things?
What's new Scooby-Doo was peak Scooby-Doo. Like, you're never going to get better Scooby-Doo. Or when you had the Teen Titans... And
Teen
it went
Titans
to Teen Titans
great.
Go, but Teen Titans Go, like
Teen Titans Go was okay. I felt like that was
okay.
A different
it's
show.
It's okay,
though.
But like it's more for children.
Yeah,
but like you can watch.
Wait, which is the one where they're really young? The one where it's like really cartoonish, not like animated. It's like really cartoonish.
The new one, Teen Titans Go.
I love that one. I think it's. I like it.
It's got some funny moments, but like you can still watch the Teen Titans Now.
I think they're different shows. The Teen Titans Now
good.
Is more.
It's your kids.
Yeah, no. Teen Titans Now, though, I feel like it's a little bit more like intense, where Teen Titans Go is super goofy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, that's why, I mean, I'm not saying one is bad or one is good.
I mean, it's the same thing with Ben 10, though. Like, Ben 10 was great. And
yeah,
they, like,
true.
They kept, like, making more and more and more Ben
yeah,
10.
I think it's just because they wanted to keep going with, like, him growing up. But I didn't hate the Ben 10
No, but
series.
Then they reset.
Oh, yeah.
No,
my bad.
The one
hand.
With him as a kid, and then, like, the two that followed after of him being grown up were good. And then they started to shoot back to younger.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's some cartoons, like, where I honestly question, like, why they were made. Like, Courage, the creepiest
scared
thing
the shit out of me
watched.
As a kid. Scared me. Like, I would have legitimately, like, nightmares. Wake up in a sweat.
Yeah.
Like, a pool of sweat because of that show.
Yeah.
That should not have been allowed.
No, it should not.
No, absolutely not.
But... It is. Like,
but it
it's
is.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
I feel like if I went and watched that show now, there's probably episodes that would still freak me out a little bit.
Oh, dude. I think I still see clips from it every now and then. And then, like, just the
I get on my TikTok
thought
all the time,
process of that show is so weird.
It's so weird.
And for kids.
Yeah.
For kids.
Like, okay, I feel like that's a show for, like, Adult Swim would be great. You know what's a great show on Adult Swim? The Boondocks. Dude, we can't even reference
no,
a lot of the shit in that
reference
show.
The Boondocks.
You ain't too fat, no good to get, motherfucker. He's like, I apologize for my outburst. If you know what he says before that, you know why I can't reference
that show is crazy. even like Flapjacks was a little creepy.
Flapjacks was funny though. No, Chowder was amazing.
Oh, Chowder was hilarious.
Chowder was so funny.
I feel like Chowder taught us at a young age to stay away from girls.
To the one episode. He's like, hello, what about me? He's like, no, you're not in this episode. And she just disappears.
Dude, I think Schnitzel is just the most underrated character. He was literally like the Cartoon Network Squidward, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
SpongeBob
Squidward.
Was great.
I love Squidward.
More we grow up, the more we understand Squidward.
Dude,
I saw a post about that, and I was like, damn, that
dude,
like hurts.
I just can't with like not like there being a situation, and there's not some way I can reference it to a SpongeBob episode.
Yeah.
There's just so much. Like,
yeah. Elijah, give me a random scenario. I bet we could reference it.
Yeah.
Just anything. Random scenario of, like, a conversation or anything. We're going to reference a SpongeBob episode.
Like, an actual conversation? Like, creative conversation? Like, I'm confused what you're asking me.
We can go creative. I like the creative idea.
What do you want? What do you mean, make a scenario? Like,
I guess that is kind of just putting him on the
spot.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Like, kind of scenario? Like, okay. You want to be like in a bad spot, like a funny scenario.
A bad scenario. All
right. Okay. Let's say.
That's allowed on the podcast.
No disclaimers.
All right. We'll say you're in the like forest. You don't know where. You know, temperate climate, I'd say.
Temperate climate. Yeah, okay.
You know, like Ohio-ish. Uh-huh. You know, and you got a little blade, maybe 4 inches long, nothing crazy. And there's like a river, uh-huh. And you gotta survive. And you know that down the river, one direction is civilization. You don't know which direction.
I already know. All right,
what are you?
Maybe we should put you in a box and float you down the river, Grandma. That was a fucking terrible way to go, but that was a I heard river, and I was like, grandma.
I was thinking about the episode.
What was that?
I don't know. It really wasn't what I was going for, but it was the first thing I
thought. I'm really just heavy thinking about the episode with the magic conch.
No, actually, to answer yours, the episode where SpongeBob and Squidward have to deliver the pizza, he's like, it's just a stupid boulder. It's like, it's not just a boulder.
Civilization is that way.
Civilization is that way.
I did the other day where someone at work forgot someone's drink, and I was like, you forgot my drink?
How can I eat my
pizza?
My
diet, Dr. Kelp? How am I supposed to eat this without my drink?
How can I eat my pizza without my drink? You didn't order a drink, sir.
Dude, I love the one where...
So good.
It's fucking... in the shopping list. He's like, oh, I'm a ghost. Oh my god! A flying shopping list! Oh, on. Oh, it's a ghost!
I don't think I've seen this one. Or the one where Mr. Krabs sells SpongeBob for 52 cents.
It's like,
Mr. Krabs!
For all the
how much money are we talking?
Yeah. 62 cents. Yeah. Sold. Mr. Krabs!
Yeah.
Or the one, I love the meme of like where he got fired. He was working at the Glizzy place and like he got fired, so they come home, clamp him in a hot dog bun, and it's like, you've been kidnapped by the Guild of the Glizzy. Dude,
I've never seen this
one. Did you hear about the theories with that show of like, you know, like how like they always like do certain freeze frames of like their faces just being like seriously messed up?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a theory of like those faces are like,
they're just
how things are viewed, mm-hmm. like when people are on different drugs.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
Dude, 100%. You think someone's coming up? I'm sorry, I'm moving these because they keep touching my feet and I keep thinking I'm dogging your dogs. We're just intertwining toes. Yeah.
Dude, the theories of these shows are wild.
No, there's no way you're coming up with a show like that completely just normal.
No.
Like,
no.
Like autistic even at some point. And I'm not talking shit. I'm just calling it as it. Oh, Courage 100%. Courage is just a bad, like, I don't know, like a trip or like the death right before you meet God. Yeah. I don't know.
Even like shows like Ed, and Eddie, there's like the theory of like that they're all like dead. Like, not like all of them are dead because like there's never any parents.
Yeah, the one for Ed, and Eddie is that Ed is autistic. The I don't want to say dumb one, but the tall, like really strong one. Yeah. Like the one episode they locked him in the basement because he was grounded, so they took away his stairs. So he ate his bed because they took away his stairs. Yeah. Like, dude, sorry, but the theory for that one, while I have a stuttering panic attack, the theory for that one is that I believe he's autistic and they're his imaginary friends, which is why it's Ed and then Ed and Eddie.
I didn't hear that.
Eddie, I'm pretty sure, is the tall, strong one. I might be getting it mixed up with another one, but that's what I heard, is it might be autistic, or it could be bipolar, or what is it called when you have schizophrenia?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't know.
I think so.
But that's what I heard, and that's why Eddie is the normal one, or not normal, Eddie's the real one, and then Ed and Ed, I think, are the names. I don't know, I'd have to go through it again.
Yeah, it's hard to go through. Like, remember which one was which.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it
so long. Dude, there's like, you know what's another crazy one? The one where they're in the woods. Oh my gosh. There's the boy, it's the brother, the boy and the girl, it's a cartoon. They're going to their grandpa's place.
Oh
my god, what's it called?
It's the Disney show.
Yeah, excuse me. Someone's yelling at us. Someone is screaming into their phone right now, like, you idiots, how do you not know it's
Excuse
me.
Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls.
That one's crazy.
Yeah, that one's nuts.
Yeah.
Just all
I would say that's like a mix. It's definitely, it's like a, not Futurama.
Futurama's alright.
I liked it.
I, compared to like other shows that were like
kind of made by this. Wasn't better than Family Guy. Nothing beats Family Guy. I didn't like Beavis and Butthead. Someone's gonna be mad at me.
That show's just dry humor. Like, it's just like stupidity, but I think it's, I think like some of the scenes are funny. Like this, I think, I don't remember which one's which. But the one of them's like hanging off the roof because like they had to get the ladder. So he's like kicking him down. He's like, "Grow up, dude. Now everything's about you." He just kicks him down. That show's hilarious. I think South Park's hilarious. Like
South Park is great.
I get in like runs of just watching South Park, and dude, that show is just so funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I, like specific
the shit they get away with.
Oh, it's insane. It's insane.
Timmy as a whole character is insane that they just do that. It's so I love it. I'm not talking shit at all.
Just so dude, they get away with so much, and it's kind of crazy because it's, I feel like them and Family Guy make the most jokes, and you really look at
it. I would say American Dad's up there too.
I don't mind American
Dad. No, the Boondocks pushes it, but it's, I mean, they can kind of can.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to talk about these stories at the flats.
Oh, yeah.
So I have Elijah. So I sent a few things. The first one I want to talk about. Dude, so when we went golfing. Did I tell you about this? When we went golfing, we did 18 holes. I was, like, seriously drunk. Like, bullshit, just drunk off my ass by hole 6. Did you open it yet?
Yeah, I'm playing with the golf.
Okay. This is while we're golfing. Just play it.
It's on.
It's 11. That sucks we can't watch it. I was going to have him flip it, but then I also want him to see it.
Yeah.
But we went golfing. This is the video. This is the video. When it starts playing, turn the screen towards us.
It's not opening. I hit scene 2. I hit the thing.
It could be behind it.
Nope.
Hmm.
What? Hold on. Let me try.
I can cut this.
Hold on.
It started playing. Yeah, it started playing through the headset. It scared the shit out of me.
I was gonna say, it's like... Yeah, come look at this. I don't. It worked before.
Yeah, no, I believe you. Minimize this. And then. Yeah, there it is. Oh, it's. Oh, shit, it's opening all of them.
No, I clicked that one. Tell me that one.
X that, yeah. And then, wait, leave that one down. Open OBS. Okay. And then open that. There we go. Okay, so this. This is. Okay, so was Paul was drinking too? Because you were drinking, right?
Yeah.
We were all drinking. Oh wait, restart it. Okay, play it. Dude, Paul was pissing and you did this to me. Paul was taking a piss in the woods and EV would just came up and would just grab your love handles and go, "It's all right. You're doing great." But when we were there, when we were golfing, motherfucker.
Sorry. Dude, what is this?
You got the shades on now. Like Panthers?
That's kind of fail. What if what?
So what's making me take your shift on Saturday?
You're opening that. Well,
I didn't know what the number was, so I was just curious if
I
it was
not a gluten myth. My mouth was so dry.
It's not, it can't be more dry than a Popeye's biscuit.
Yeah, I might just spit this out. I'm struggling right now.
Take your time.
Alright. Before we, I'm gonna try and give you guys something to think. Let me get you guys top 3. We're gonna do a draft.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Like cartoons, like the cartoons you were talking about.
Ooh, okay.
Shit.
Give me a draft. EV's guess. The guess goes first. You got the first pick.
Agreed.
Any like?
Are we doing just Cartoon Network or any cartoon?
Cartoon Network, like, but that like genre. You know,
it has
like
to be that. A cartoon.
It could be any like those cartoons, but like, you know, like, whether it's Disney, Nick, Cartoon Network, but like. Don't go to, like, some random, like, keep it in that same, like, TV.
Okay,
like,
so it's gotta just be, it's gotta be children. I feel like SpongeBob's gotta be the number one pick for me. Dude, you cannot deny SpongeBob's greatness as a number one pick.
Look at this fucking guy, huh? All right. First pick, we're going Adventure Time. The fucking, it's not even a steal because it's the first pick, but I would have taken SpongeBob second round, personally.
No.
Personally.
SpongeBob's way too iconic to
maybe.
Not be.
A maybe because it's iconic, but I'm taking Adventure Time all
yeah.
day.
Yeah, yeah.
Day. I think we did this draft with you before.
But the thing is, I also think about it, too, is, like, now, like, we can understand Adventure Time, but, like, as a kid, like, we just watched
it.
It
was still
watch.
A great show.
It was, but I... SpongeBob, there's so many iconic episodes to where it's, like, even now, I still watch
yeah.
it on TV. If, like, if I see one I like, I'll
get an
on.
Entire episode on TikTok. What's your next pick? What's your next pick?
I gotta, like, think of, like, what...
Yeah, you got your star player. You gotta get yourself in a little role player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone's not gonna do too much, but he's really gonna help the squad.
Oh, fuck no. I want LeBron, I want Michael Jordan, and I want... Fuck, I don't know. Iguodala! Mars aiming the laser beam at Earth.
Martians.
Oh, yeah, fucking...
The whole planet.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like...
I want Iguodala.
I really enjoyed What's New Scooby-Doo.
Oh my god, the worst take. On the Late Night Drive
that
podcast.
That's a great show.
Welcome back to the Late Night Drive. You know how many people just turned off the podcast right now?
Because I said Scooby-Doo is
yes.
a top pick.
Yes.
How?
I would. If I heard that, I would probably put the phone inside
Scooby-Doo
my asshole.
Scooby-Doo is great.
But that one?
That one, yeah, that was the heyday one. That was the 2000s one. That one was good.
SpongeBob's a good pick. Personal opinion.
I think Scooby-Doo.
We're going to put a poll up. We'll see what the listeners think of who wins, but
I think Scooby-Doo and SpongeBob are great picks. You can't,
SpongeBob, yeah. Scooby-Doo.
Everyone loved Scooby-Doo.
It's great. Make your pick, Eric. Stop hating.
Yeah. Yeah.
See your list.
Yeah, you're just biased to Adventure Time. Your list stops. Yeah, yeah, cuz now you don't know.
Dude,
cuz you just
the
know
Avatar.
Adventure Time.
Oh.
All fucking day. Freaking gimme there!
I keep forgetting that it's not an anime.
Yeah.
It really.
Should I go with a different one? Because
that's
fair.
I know. No, it's a fair pick. I just forget about that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, now hold on.
No, motherfucker.
Wait. Technically, Disney XD used to play Naruto on the channel. Now, I'm not, like, trying to make an argument that
are
that could be...
Are you fucking doing this? You
I mean,
no.
Is that fair? Is
no.
that not fair?
Google if Naruto is considered a cartoon or an anime.
But
that would
yeah,
give you the answer.
Yeah.
But it was
it's
being
an anime.
Streamed
that,
on
a
cartoon
so it made,
network.
It made one of the criteria. It didn't meet the cartoon criteria, though. So we're going
to... But how does his meet the cartoon criteria?
Because it was on Cartoon Network. It couldn't be more of a cartoon.
Actually, it was on...
whatever the fuck it was on.
Yeah.
I'm going to fart into the mic.
I mean, Cartoon Network shows Naruto, too.
Dude, I'm not having this fucking argument with you.
number three?
Damn.
See, I can't, I'm not going to say Pokemon, because I enjoyed Pokemon, but that was, like, a set number of people that liked that. It wasn't, like, everyone liked it.
That would be a hot take, but I wouldn't call it a bad take, but I agree with you. I wouldn't take
it. It was huge. It was definitely huge during our time. A lot
personally,
of,
I wouldn't take it. I agree with you.
I loved it, but...
As much as we disagree on the last one, I agree with you on that one.
I feel like I'm forgetting about, like, a good show. Like, I feel like there's just... No, okay, shut up. I'm trying to think of, like, what I saw as a kid. I liked...
He's gonna say some bullshit. I'm telling you right now.
Dude, you know what show I genuinely really liked?
Here we go. Yeah.
I liked Total Drama Island. I thought that was fun. Like, I thought, like, the
it
whole...
It was good.
I'm not saying that's my pick. I'm just saying I liked that show a lot. But that show was...
Yeah.
I liked the premise of the show.
Who did you... I feel like everyone related to a character the most. Who did you relate to?
Probably that Owen dude.
Wait, isn't Owen the giant fat guy?
Yeah. Dude, like, he was just so positive about
it. But you're not... okay, the positive stuff. Yeah, I could see that. I was going to say, I was like, you're not fat. I was like, what?
What's that one dude with, all, like, the piercings?
Duncan?
Like,
yeah.
Duncan?
Aaron. Oh, 100%. Yeah. That's who I... Yeah, that's
no,
me.
Aaron would be
that. No, without a doubt, I'm the fucking weird...
I was about to say, that was supposed to be an insult. I didn't expect you to
no.
take that.
No, Aaron...
Dude, you fucking relate to the emo girl. No, that's Cap. She bad as hell. Loki?
Gwen.
I don't even know the characters.
Aaron, I don't
know. I'm definitely the host. I am definitely the host.
No, I'm the host.
No, you're definitely
you're the host?
Look at me, I'm running shit right now.
I'm running out there.
No, Aaron
running
be that.
Running your damn mouth.
Aaron would be that. Dude, I can't say it. Aaron.
Come across the table.
I can't say it, dude.
Say it.
Aaron would be Schaff.
You know who the chef is?
Yeah.
They are going to get this Paul. Paul is a goddamn rock. I think that's a great... No, I'm definitely the guy...
There was that other dude that was like kind of emo, but like wasn't.
Yeah.
He had the dark hair camo shirt. I think his name was like Trent or something
what the
like
fuck?
That.
No.
Dude, a lot of people like Trent.
Yeah, but I'm not Trent. I was the guy.
No, dude, he's that guy on like season two that like he's just like the guy that's like tan and in jeans that never wears a shirt and got like this.
That's me. That's 100%.
I can't remember his name.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I didn't know how to explain that without sounding like a fucking douchebag.
I know. I think for my next pick, though, I'm taking... I'm gonna take Regular Show.
Fuck! That's what I was telling you were forgetting.
I knew Regular Show.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of...
Damn. I'm gonna go with...
I like Regular Show. I always get stuck watching the clips.
I'm gonna go with... Damn, you took my pick. We're forgetting some. People are screaming at us. Every time I've done a draft... People that is the most comeback, like knock or what would you
I
say?
Mean,
like,
what could you say? I think one.
You had an abysmal Bob draft.
Yeah, the Bob draft was the worst. I had so many people. I got legitimately made fun of.
What draft?
Where we drafted Bobs and like we forgot like Bob Marley. We forgot SpongeBob. Like we forgot so many people. It was actually miserable. We looked up famous Bobs and just started naming random people named Bob.
Bob Saget.
Wait, who's Bob Saget?
Full House Dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, we named people like that, and then we got made fun of.
Yeah, I mean,
My pick, I'm going to go... Oh, but I haven't seen all of it. I'm going to go with... What am I forgetting?
Teen Titans, Ben 10,
yeah.
Camp Lazlo.
Ben 10 was elite. I haven't heard about Ben 10.
Foster's days. Imaginary Home for Imaginary Friends.
Oh, Chowder. I'm going Chowder all day. Or Clarence. Dude, I thought Clarence was so underrated.
That show was so terrible.
I loved Clarence.
So terrible.
No,
we only like Clarence because Jeff in that show is actually our
friend.
He's
actually Jeff.
Did I see that? Did you see that one scene I sent you when he goes to the beach? He's like, put all his sunscreen on with a giant sun hat sitting in the shadows. Like, I love the beach. And then there's like Clarence just representing us, just full sunburn. Hey, Jeff. I feel like a hot dog.
No, you would be their other friend, the weird one, who's digging a hole the whole time.
That's Julian. That dude.
No, it's you. You went to the beach and dug a hole the entire time.
I don't want to swim in Lake Erie.
Yeah, I know how we'll do.
No, I know my pick. I went with. Oh my god! Wait, what did I say?
You said Chowder.
Chowder all day.
Yeah, good pick.
Great pick. I'm winning this draft.
I think that last pick hurt you.
I don't think I've lost.
I think Chowder hurt you in that draft.
I think fucking Scooby-Doo hurt you, idiot.
Dude, apparently you never liked Scooby-Doo. Right?
I love Scooby-Doo, but it's not better than Chowder. Your third pick, I think, is your third pick should be in the second round. If you switched them, maybe.
No, dude. Scooby-Doo is a great show. And there's so many good movies
but
that
but is
went
it
with
the
them.
Top three?
I think it's arguably a top three pick, depending on like most of the people. I mean, you could even say, well, Teen Titans is a top pick, or Ben 10 could be a top pick, but it just depends. Mm-hmm. But mine, at least the first two, mine can appeal to both sides, to where like a guy and a girl can just like it, compared to like Ben 10. Like, okay, what do you think about like when you're kids, like only dudes liked Ben 10. I mean, you can't think of any fans
that's
who were a fan of Ben 10.
Mine are definitely any gender. All three. Adventure Time,
regular
they have a whole...
Show? I don't know.
No, regular show is the only one I'm not really counting, but SpongeBob and What Scooby-Doo, those two can easily sit there.
Dude, my three were great. My three are definitely...
I just don't like Chowder. That's the only one I don't like on that list.
Such a bad take.
I think if it was a top five, you took Chowder towards
Kanye
the top.
Kanye is the best rapper of all time. Oh, not rapper, best artist of all time.
No.
Who's better?
Michael Jackson.
But he touched those kids.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Dude.
Shut the fuck up. Whose side are you on?
There's so many.
This like, Dingleberry would say, like, fucking Emily Chopper.
I can get down with MJ. That's my boy.
Over Kanye?
Oh, hell no.
Exactly.
I'm saying, yeah, MJ, we got, like, similar interests and stuff.
Kids.
Singing, of course. Big singer.
How long have we been recording?
Oh, yeah, that's good. We're at 53:30 right now. Oh,
sick. All right, we're at an hour. We can do an hour and a half.
But... We need to do some cutting, so we got a little more time.
Yeah, yeah.
I got another. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to build. I want you to build an
And
NBA
fuck
roster.
Hanky. Can we just. I need to just hire this guy.
NBA roster with animals. So, like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like breeds? Like, yes.
Get, like, the giraffe at the five.
All right, I'm going to say this. Right. Do not get me in trouble. Do not. Well, I'm gonna get you if there is randomly a position that is missing from either of us, it is because I cut it out.
I need, like, okay, yeah, never mind. All
right. Well, then... Wait, what were you about to say? Don't say it. I don't want to know.
I kind of want to hear it.
Well, I was just going to say, you know.
Say it and I cut
I'm
it.
I'm going gorilla. I'm going monkey. I'm
okay,
going...
well, don't give him all the fucking answers. Look at this dingleberry.
Dude, he said a monkey
on.
Twice.
Told me to answer it.
Oh, oh,
well,
oh.
I mean, alright. Back to the draft. Alright. So
it's
like,
going to look like we cut.
For example, you know, you can go like, obviously like a dog isn't going to be a good bet. But, you know, the high IQ, you
well,
know, that's
well,
what you
nah,
want.
Unless you, unless
make,
you,
so make an argument.
Unless you,
make
have,
an argument?
Unless you have Airbud on your team.
That's what I'm saying.
He do you ever see that TikTok where it's like,
a versatile guard.
It's like the dad, you know? He's pissed. And he's like, he was hard to do. He's like, it's a dog! He's a golden retriever! You lost to a goalie by 20 points! Can you imagine?
Alright, so let's go. Let's build.
EB,
pretty quick. Let's keep
as the guest, you can go first.
Keep it swift, though. You gotta get through 10.
I'm gonna need help with positions, because I forget
yeah,
them all.
Okay.
Let me get... Ooh.
Got a lot of options here.
What position does LeBron people? Play?
Small forward.
That's what I thought.
We're picking an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, I'll go like a lion at my small forward.
Okay, let me go first.
Yeah.
Let me go first.
Yeah, okay.
A rhino at small forward.
A rhino?
They're short, but
at
they're
small,
big.
Though? Fucking power forward, rhino.
Oh no, I meant power. Wait, but yeah. Rhino's built like LeBron.
But he's not like, you know, he's not that quick. He's not that speedy.
True,
he's
true, true.
Have to guard
we'll go
a lot
power forward. Yeah, no,
game.
No, I meant power
he
forward.
He moves down low. Well, that's a good pickup.
Power forward.
I'd say.
I'm gonna take a polar bear at my five.
Yeah,
that's a hot take.
Those things are tall.
Yeah. I'm gonna go a grizzly bear at my five.
Kind of unoriginal, you know.
What the fuck is a grizzly bear?
That's super unoriginal.
Good matchup at the five. I can see it.
No fucking haters,
right,
man.
Continue.
So I got my five. At my four, let me get a hippo, bro.
Give me a player who plays four.
Anthony Davis kind of plays a four sometimes. A four and a five, you know, usually.
Wait, so like center?
They're interchangeable.
Center.
They're
wait,
a
I don't know
smaller.
Them by name. I don't know them by numbers. So like a four, a five is center. A four
yeah,
is like.
Power forward.
Four is power. So it kind of goes inside.
Oh, so I already did my four.
Yeah, the five is the center, and then as you go down, you're kind of getting smaller. The
okay, okay, okay.
I like the ahead. I like the hippo pick because they're big, they're aggressive, and they're really fast.
But it's
got to
go up
fast.
Against my rhino, baby.
Hippos are fast, dude. Mm. Hippos are gruesome animals.
Small forward. Small forward.
You took the hippo for it.
Mm-hmm.
Good matchup.
Small forward. I'm going.
You don't have to go in this order. You can go like
if I say a dolphin because they're really smart, can I go completely off their brain power, or is
yeah.
it going to be
oh,
like,
yeah.
oh, they're going to be flopping around the fucking court?
That's the point.
Okay. Dolphin and small forward. Smartest animal in the kingdom other than your bitch ass.
You got to put that at the one, Aaron.
Or one.
Because he leads the offense.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I thought
the
small
so
forward
point
did.
Guard, the
point guard, I mean. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's legitimately what I thought, but I don't know.
I
didn't the Cavs just win the finals? I'm fucking kidding.
IQ-wise.
Jewel.
There's a sleeper pick here. I can't believe it hasn't got a pick yet.
I think there's two.
That's crazy.
I don't know what positions I have left.
Let me get the chimpanzee at the two.
That's a good pick.
That's what I was going to do.
Great pick.
Dude, that's exactly what I was going to do, and I'm very upset at you right now. I'm going to go gorilla.
Aaron's building a big team.
Oh, fuck yeah.
His size.
Oh, hell yeah.
Some old-fashioned ball. Yeah.
Some old-fashioned ball. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. I don't know what positions I have left. That's
like
really what's...
Shooting guard, They're usually like, they can shoot, they can play.
That's like
defense.
The Steph Curry type thing?
No, he's a point guard.
I have the point guard.
Jimmy Butler, he's like a shooting guard, small.
No,
forward.
I don't want him there. Like, what's the other one? I have.
You got small forward.
So
who's kind of the most like versatile?
Gorilla at small forward. Gorilla at small forward. Yeah, go with that. Go with that. How about that?
Fair enough.
Put that in your pipe and put it in your ass.
Hold on. I just wanna check one thing real quick. I just wanna make sure I'm right about this.
He's gonna say like praying mantis.
I was thinking that earlier.
Really? Praying mantis?
I don't know why that's where I went.
This isn't praying mantis from the fucking
Dude,
great series. Great series.
Movie's coming out soon.
Let me get
we should watch that.
Let me get a tiger at the three.
Oh, I was going leopard at the three. I was going a leopard at the three. I was thinking leopard or cheetah.
Yeah, I was probably
I'm gonna go cheetah. Cheetah because I got a big team. I need someone to be back on defense quick. Or at least fast breaks.
Is that your five? I kind of lost.
Yeah, that's like the Steph Curry position. Oh no, I have.
Yeah, no, I think that's a point guard. Did you take the dolphin?
I take the dolphin at the brain position.
Okay, yeah, dolphin, cheetah, gorilla, rhino, grizzly.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what are you missing? The
point guard.
Oh, point guard.
Oh, I need someone like smart and speedy.
Yeah.
Andre Iguodala.
I want. Damn. What's a smart animal?
Not you. I have to Google shit. Get over this guy, huh? Did I say the R word any time on this podcast? I think I said it several times.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I
think I want to cut that out of my podcast. I allowed it in the beginning, and then I was like, I probably shouldn't be saying that.
Dude, like, all the smartest animals suck. Like, you have the best pick out of all the smartest animals.
There's a sleeper pick here. Again, for the point guard.
I wonder what you're thinking.
You mentioned it already once.
I wonder what you're thinking.
Surprised when I'm going back to it.
I mentioned it?
Yeah.
You mentioned a lot of things.
That would be my go-to. You guys are lucky I'm not in here. I would have cooked your teams up.
No, wait. My team is baller as fuck.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I'm worried about that gorilla on the wing, Aaron. I don't know if he's going to be able to get out there and contest that three ball.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad pick. I just wanted a gorilla in there.
Fire.
Because he's strong.
Strong. Anything else?
He could be fast. He could be.
He hustled for the board.
Yeah, man.
I'm struggling hard.
Because you know you fucked up on that first draft. You got to do good here.
Let me switch chimpanzee to the one.
Yeah, okay.
And then for the two, let me get. You know, I'll take the Jaguar, dude. Stealthy.
Okay.
Stealthy.
Like that.
That's a good pick. It's a good pick. What were you saying he was forgetting?
The dog at the one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, air ball.
Always the hustle plays, you know, fetch.
I agree.
They're built to chase that ball down.
The only reason.
IIQ.
Yeah.
You've seen Air Bud. They got
Come on.
Running.
If you really want a smart dog, though, you'd want to probably go with a border collie.
No, give me like the husky. Very athletic, you know.
Give me a goddamn
smart
corgi in that bitch, and he'll beat your ass.
The husky, you know, calling out the play.
Yeah.
You know,
but a husky talks, man. You got to worry about him getting thrown out. Husky talks. You got to worry about those texts. The gorilla might get me in trouble. He's a big man. I think he'll draw a lot of fouls, they'll draw fouls off of him. I don't think he would get me in trouble, but or she.
My six man is gonna be Millie the corgi. Brooke's dog's getting drafted.
Dude, that thing is fucking adorable. I'm not gonna lie. It's actually cute as hell.
Oh, I bet it is. I love drafts, dude. They're so much fun.
I know. I've always wanted to do them more, but
they're just hard to think of new ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or, like, reuse them, yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. But then again, everyone has different views, but then it's like, your list is always gonna be the same.
Yeah, that's what I noticed in the beginning. We did them a lot, and they were often... There we touched dogs.
Dude, yeah, why you can grab my dogs or your dogs, dude?
Oh, I was going to grab a piece of cheese with my toes. Ew. That would be fucked up.
It's my cheese.
My cheese. How long have you been recording?